Are you related to the Shire Troubles? About the structural library. His uncle. Someone wrote a whole.
Hi. So going to chop.
Oh, let's see here.
That's going to work. It's like our Sundays when you'd make it, the old days when you'd make like a long call to New Jersey and the phone service were busy. That's what this is getting like. Everyone's on Zoom.
Really is. Everyone.
They need a better memory manager on the servers or something. Please. Was it they're using
which guys are yeah.
These brownstones are built well, you know. Single.
Yeah, very solid.
Okay. You say hello to your father?
Said a quick hi.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay, did you say hello to your son?
I did.
Okay. Where's the seltzer? We need the seltzer to start.
Oh, let me see.
He's getting it.
Is Danny on the kit? I don't know where it's kept. Oh, Danny, Daniel, did you go downstairs to the fridge?
Yeah.
Fridge?
Yeah.
Is there any seltzer anywhere?
Sure. I don't know where they keep. Let me scout around.
I've been poking around. I don't know the area.
I don't learn. I don't really see.
Yeah.
And Rav David Hiller, we should mention the Zech Nishmas, your great uncle, Rav Yitzchak Feigelstock.
Yeah, he was just nifter today.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a very lovely man. I knew him a little bit from my stays in Long Beach over the summers. And the Shama should have an aliyah.
Amen.
But Ari, you knew him also.
Yes, it was a tremendous Adam Gadol.
Yeah. Okay, we welcome Danny Strashon to the Shir. He just moved to the west side on Monday, right? So now we have hopefully a new member to the Shir.
I don't know what.
Okay. Tonight we go continuing in Yonei Muktza. So we mentioned that there's a din of klisha malachto leheter and klisha malachto is like a cup. Klisha malachto leheter. It's a kli, but you don't do anything iser with the kli. So it's a klisha malachto leheter. Then you have a hammer. Hammer, you nail things in. Because a klisha malachto le'iser. And we said that a klisha malachto le'iser, you can only move l'tzorach gufo makomo. If you want to crack a nut, that's gufo. Makomo, the hammer's on your chair and you want to sit there, so you can move it. But Michamel itself, if you want to preserve it because it's in the sun and it's going to get ruined, no, you're not allowed to. But a Kli Shemalachto, you could move Michamel itself, but the Shulchan Aruch says, but Shalol Tzar Klal, then a Kli Shemalachto Heter also you can't move. So the Shaila in the Poskim is, what if you have something that's both a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser and a Kli Shemalachto Le'Heter? Say, for example, that's given, you have a pot, a cooking pot. So you cook in the pot. So, according to many Poskim, that's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. But then, the same pot, you leave, you use it to keep the food there. In other words, sometimes a pot, you just take it out of the pot, but sometimes a pot is also a storage place for the food that you cooked in. So what if the din, what's the din if something is a Kli Shemalachto Isser and a Kli Shemalachto Leheter? So what does it get the dinim of Kli Shemalachto Isser? What does it get the din of Kli Shemalachto Leheter? That's the question.
I'm sorry, what's the difference?
In other words, if you have something Kli Shemalachto Leheter, it means you use it for something mutter, like a cup. You don't do any. So I can move this cup.
Permitted, right, generally.
Even if I'm moving it to preserve the cup. It's in a sunny place. Right. It's going to get ruined. I can. But a hammer, you can't move to preserve the hammer. You can only move the hammer if you're going to use the hammer or you need the place where the hammer is. But to move the hammer because you're afraid it's going to get stolen or it's going to get burnt out with the sun, then you're not allowed to move the hammer. But even a Kli Shemalachto Heter, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, is down for no reason. You can't. And then we discuss, what does it mean, no reason? What, you're just fidgeting? What's the din of that, etc.? But tonight, we want to discuss what's the din of something that's Kli Shemalachto Isser and Leheter. What's the halacha? It says the Magen Avraham on page 1. Shemalachto Leheter. Who are din Shemalachto Isser Leheter? So Zog the Magen Avraham, that something that's Kli Shemalachto Isser Leheter also has the din of Kli Shemalachto Leheter. In other words, if it's only Isser, then it's Kli Shemalachto Isser. But Heter Ula Isser, then it's a Kli Shemalachto Leheter. Why should that be so? I guess that the fact that it's a Kli Shemalachto Leheter gives it a right to have these coolers. So even though it's a Kli Shemalachto Isser, it doesn't, but the Kli Shemalachto Isser is like a neutral. It's Osir, but this gives it a positive Heter.
The police officer sounds like it's generally permitted. So why would it have rules?
Because it has rules that you can't just get to nothing. Is that a call, Avram?
What?
Is that
a call? It's not very. He's going to bring down ice. Reference is going to bring down ice.
Okay.
Service here is unmatched.
That's right. That's right, unmatched. Right. Oh, so there is a pre-Megadim on page 2. And I tell you, Rabotai, thanks to the new Shulchan Aruch, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, that we could read the pre-Megadims. Because the pre-Megadims, if you ever learned pre-Megadim, it's a small print and it's very terse. And it's very. They say Ramosha Feinstein knew every pre-Megadim. And he knew it before there was a Friedman Shulchan Aruch. Right, Rebellion, you like that?
Yes, yes.
But the Friedman Shulchan Aruch is Mardik. I think
all that's the things are.
What?
I said all the things from
Mardik. Yeah.
It's fabulous. So,
also, it tells you where the Torahs are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The other days, he had a mug in a wrong. Quote a Rashba, he's not going to tell you where it is. So either you figured it out or you didn't see it inside. And a lot of the things in learning if you see the original sources inside, you'll have more clarity of what the Rishon really meant. Whereas it usually is quoted in a secondary source, you can guess, but you're missing the whole. If you'd read two more lines, you'd see what if your pshat is right or wrong. You know what I mean? So, so you can be able to see the makaros. So zot the prima gadim on page 2. Nim harov leiser azlinen basrei. So he says, in other words, when do we say, the Magen Avraham says, Kalisha Mahto Lizu Heter, basically 50-50. So it's, you know, more or less 50-50 that you're using it for Isser and Heter. So then it's a Din Heter. But what if most of the time it's Isser? And it's also Heter. So maybe that's also considered Kalisha Mahto Lizu Heter, should be Mutter. So he says, Yisod, that Azlina Basaruba. In other words, whatever is the most usage of the kli will determine whether the kli is a kli shemalakulis or lehet. Rov tashmisha. Let me hear what you, why you say that. Right, so it would probably be basa you. This is your kli. Mukta is a din in the Bible. Maksadas or the Bible. So I would say it should go Basa you, not Basa the oil.
I would sign when the pshat, you know, it's any legitimate
thing that makes it, yeah, oh.
Not even 50.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, where is it? It's like a rabbi. A rabbi gets
oh, but Rebbe, his raya is interesting because the Shulchan Aruch that he quotes, his Hilchos Pesach.
Yeah, let's see. So let's see the raya. Al der kol hakelim holchim achar rov tashmisha. In other words, we achar kelim. Right? We know that certain kelim, you do libun, certain kelim hagala. Right, if it's used on the fire, then you have to kasher with fire. If it's used in the, with water, like you cook food in it, you have to kasher it with water. What if it's both? Or say it's used in a kli rishon, but sometimes in a kli sheni. So whatever is the rov, I mean, it's machlokes apoiskim, but that's what the mechaber pastin. So if it's hechsher kelim, you follow the rov. So he's making a tushtel between Heksha Kalim and Muktzah. That's what the Prima Gadim is doing.
And it's the Shita and the Chabra. The Ramah doesn't hold this. The Ramah goes with me.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right. So Rabbi Feldman, Shlita, says correctly so, that that's a Mechabra Shita, okay? A Mechabra Shita. That if you follow the Rov, as Rabbi Feldman points out, the Ramah Taka holds that you have Bechoshish for the meat. So if the meat is more chomer, say 90% of the time you use it with water, this kli. And 10% of the time you use it only with fire. So the Mechaber says, Alizan Basarubi, you only need Hagali, you don't need Liban. And the Ramas disagrees and says you have to do Liban because you follow the meat. So he's bringing a raya from the Mechaber, as Rabbi Ari Feldman aptly, rightfully so, is bringing a raya in Hilchas Heksha Kalim, Azlinan Basaruba. So too, in Hilchus Tiltol Kalim of Mukta, also is Lina Basaru.
Funny, Tushdal
on, yeah. Hechsher Kalim,
it's
only on, like this. Oh, so Rav Ginsburg Shlita asks that one is Tolo in Belia and one is Tolo in not in Belia, so why should one thing have to do the other? So I'll tell you the answer. This kasha was asked by the Achronim, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says what I think is the correct answer to this question. Rav Moshe writes the tshuva that the din of Azlina Basaruv and Heksha Kalim is only when anyway the kli is Eina Ben Yom. So if anyway the kli is Eina Ben Yom, it's mutter min ha-Torah anyway. Idrabanan, they were machber. So the question is, so how do you label this kli midrabon? Is this a kli that is a hagoladika kli or a libandika kli? So then, see, if you would say you can follow Rov even if it's not been, it's within 24 hours, then Tavki have a taina. How could I follow the Rov if the mere time is more Hummer and it has a Bliya that's more Hummerdik? How am I going to get that Bliya out? The answer is no. The only time that this discussion applies by Heksha Kalim, whether Azlinan, Basarub or not, is only when the Kli is, because once you have a Trave Kli, after 24 hours, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's kosher. It's only midrabanan that you have to machshir kalim after 24.
From what?
From anything. Trey food.
From heat.
Yeah, heat.
24 hours is doing nothing.
As far as the Torah is concerned, 24 hours pass, and you didn't do anything with the kli for 24 hours? Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Yeah, and we just read in the Torah last week, a couple of weeks ago, I should say, in Parshas Matos. That's the source of Heksha Kalim. The Klal Yisrael fought the war with Midian, and they took over the Kalim, Midian. So then what happened? They had a Kasha the Kalim. So the Gemara says they only had a Kasha the Kalim, which they were going to use them within 24 hours of when the Goyim ate treif with him. But if they would have used it afterwards, it would have been mutter, because it was before pre-Dirabonim.
Oh, okay, that's right. So it's the Rabbanon that make it.
Ron says that even if you wait 24 hours, you still have the kasha. Then, we have a din of, so how do I label this plea? It's mutter midaraisa anyway. So the way to label it is as lina basaru. So the prima godnim makes a sushel between that and milk. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, sorry.
Would you like some more? That question, right? I'm going to do an order over here.
So, that's Ryan, the Kedusha Rashba. Duke and Shum, the Rayan Matal tells him Tash, I'm going to be Mirkin Shum Tach Paris, and Malachal Issa. He says, you have a Meducha. Meducha is something you chop, the grind, the spices, right? So it's a Kedusha Malachal Issa, which you grind in this thing. Even though sometimes you put Paris in it. It's still klishim lachol iser, because the klal is you follow the rov. Whatever you do, so you have klishim lachol iser, klishim lachol leheter. So the Mod of Ram says, but that's called klishim lachol leheter, as long as it's leheter.
Example, I have.
You have a meducha? Yeah, let's hear about it.
I never ground anything. What is it?
It's a circle. Oh, you mean you put ice?
I put ice in
the oh. And what do you do? You chop? What are you chopping?
I don't chop anything. That's the chopping.
So then you just.
But it was made for that and originally.
Oh, it was original beer. The stomach, since you don't do it anymore, so it should be.
It's totally on me or it's totally on
the. Yeah, that's what you asked me. So I think the pastures is totally on you. That you're the balabas of this.
I changed when I got it.
Yeah, right, you're right. Right. That's what I would say. Offhand, that's what I would say. But this is the Prima Godim, says this Tiddush that we learned from Hilchas Heksha Kalim to Hilchas Mutsa. And the Prima Godim on page 3. Very often, the Prima Godim has recurring themes. That'll say it several times in different places in the Prima Godim. Sometimes there's stevers in the Prima Godim. Prima Godim is, sorry, Tzarech Lachkor, page 3. Say the kli is you normally use it in the kli sheni. Rav lefavim the kli rishon. So die by hagola the kli sheni. In other words, when you do hagola, do you have to do hagola in the kli sheni or kli rishon? Sometimes you do it in the kli rishon. Sometimes you do the kli sheni. So kibolo kach polta. But which one is it? So he says you follow the rov. Okay, so that's his yisel. It's lina b'saruba. What does the Alter Rebbe say? Let's see what the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Harav, page 4, going over to page 5. So he doesn't, they point out, he doesn't seem to quote the Prima Gardim's chiluk. He just says, klishem lato lisim heter, buto lo taltalo, so Pashupshad, they point out, Harfus point out, others point out, is that he doesn't require rov. As long as it's miyuchad, and that's, I think, what you were saying, that the Pashupshad and Mogan of Rav is that as long as it's miyuchad for both, even though 90% of the time I'm doing one way and 10% of the time I'm doing another way, but so what?
Okay, so the rove or not the rove means that the minute for are useful.
Yeah. Say this is a discussion in the Hilchos Mezuzah this week. So you have to put the Mezuzah Knisa Labayas. But how do you know which is way is Knisa? Right? So everything in life is perspective. So from one perspective, going, hey, when I go from this room to this, is it considered I'm entering the hallway, or I'm, you know,
it's on the right, sorry.
Or maybe it should be on the other right. Everything.
But you become
everything in right is from perspective.
So you should never enter the room this from this. That's all.
But what if you enter the room from the other way?
You can't because. The, so it's not on the right.
All right. Right. Yeah, so the Alter Rebbe, I mean, the Chabad minute that's fakir for the rest of the world is that they always follow Heker Tzir. Whichever way the door opens. So, see, most people in the world follow, as Shefton pointed out, but Be'ara points out, follow the Rov HaKnisa. In other words, the assumption is that most people, when they use this door, are using it to go into that room. But if most people would be using this door to go into the Beis Medrash, then it would be on the other side. Follow the Rov. Because you see, the yisod is you can't. I'll be pashtus. Why don't you put two mezuzahs? Right. So that's already. I once gave shiurim on Shabbos. I went away to the Bay Area, San Francisco. One of the things I was talking about was mezuzah. So a woman came to me at the end of the Shabbos. She said, of all the things you said. One thing I said is, if you put two mezuzahs up, it just looks weird, and we don't do weird things. So she said to me, that was the most important thing you said the whole time. We don't do weird things. So, in other words, if you would put two mezuzahs on that side, that would be Baal Tosef. So I always say over, Rabbi Rakefet, yeah. So he told me once, to look into Igros Moshe, there's a tshuva that he Moshe wrote to him. What was the tshuva? But he's living in the Bronx in the old days. And I'm sure you've seen this picture in your mind. And we see this little mezuzah in the door. It probably has 15 coats of paint over it from all the years. And who knows what's in there? Who knows if it's still kosher? Who knows what? Right? So he wants to get a new mezuzah. But to get to unearth that old mezuzah will take who knows what. So he asked Rav Moshe, can I just buy a mezuzah? I'll put it up. So Rav Moshe said, no, because if that's kosher, then you violate Baal Tosef. But if you put it on the other side, Memanushach, you're not going to violate Baal Tosef because Memanushach 1 is no good. Because this din is likuvot, that you have to know which side to put it on. And if you put it on the wrong side, you're not yotze. So this assumption over here is that the derech hiluch is this way. Chabad, they follow Heker Tzir, whichever way it opens. So even if the hiluch would be coming into the base medrash, they would still put it over there because the door opens into there. That's the yisod of Chabad. Now your case was the porch, right? So the question was whether you put it.
Door.
Yeah. In other words, which way the door opens? Not the hiluch of the door. Which way the door opens? So in other words,
if it opens in there, then it's on the right.
If the Chabad was
the front door of,
except for the front door. I have a Messiah from Rabbi Yehuda Marlow. He used to be one of the Rabbanim with Chabad. So I once spoke to him on this inyan, and he said the Minach Chabad except for the front door.
What about the back door? Any door to the door?
Well, meaning most the outdoor. I think that's
this one is correct.
According to Chabad, this would be perfect because this is the way it opens. But even if the hiluch would be coming in, they would still put it down. And the other poskim hold, and no, you the whole discussion with her, but the poskim that of Rav Meir Shita, no, you follow the, like we said, you lead us a row, you follow the row of hiluch. There's a big shiva because again, it's likuf. So you gotta know what you're doing. If you can buy an expensive mezuzah and put it the wrong way, and not your own. So you have to So that's the concept of rov. Right? And rov is koveya. What kind of kli is this? Or what kind of hiluch is this? And Rav Moshe Feinstein said a chiddush. And what if the hiluch is both ways? So we follow here with Chabad. To point out most folks will use that as a tiebreaker. You see, the reason the Chabad say what they say is this is the only klal that's given in the Gemara. Is the Heker Tzir. So they hold the only klal that's given in the Gemara. But so other poskim hold that this klal given in the Gemara was only said when it's a tiebreaker. But they say, oh, this is the only klal used in the Gemara. So this is it. This is the klal we should use. But Rav Moshe had a chiddush. So what if it's equal? People come in, you use it equally both ways, and say it's a sliding door, so there's no tiebreaker here. So Rav Moshe held, where the thing Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe said, it's potter mi mezuzah. Because Rav Moshe says that the yisod of mezuzah is knisa. So it has to have a knisa hanikaris. In other words, yitzi is not a mechayiv. See, we say, when you could, this door here, this is the knisa. When I come out, I don't say I'm nichnas into the next room. That's called yitzia. You have to convey. But Rav Moshe says, if it's not mikra, what's the knisa? What's the yitzia? So then, that such a door was never freed. So that's the idea. The rov is koveya. So that's what the poskim was saying over here. That's what the prima gadim was saying. The rov is koveya. Is this a klisha malach doleser? Or is this a klisha malach doleter? is this a kli that requires hagala dika kli, or is this a libud dika kli? So when it comes to hechsher kelim, so you're not going to say, well, it's 50-50, so I'm not going to do anything because it requires a din midrabanan. After 24 hours, it still requires a din of hechsher kelim. But that was Rav Moshe. Rav Shach likes to say, he said from Rabelski. Rabelski said, whenever he would ask Rav Moshe such a shaila, you know, that it was a 50-50 and there was no tiebreaker. So Rav Moshe would say, so what did you do? And he would say, we did this, did that. Okay, leave it there. In other words, but really, he held Beaker and Din. It's part of it. So that's what he writes in the truth.
Hunter, if there's not a...
If there's no...
absence of a probe or something.
Right. In other words, usually the top... And there's no Hector Seer. Let's say it's a sliding door, so there's no way you can tell based on which way the door opens. So then... It's not... So that's what I'm trying to show from that idea, that Rov is Kaveh. What, same thing in Hilchus Iker and Tafel, that the post can say the Iker and Tafel is totally in the Rov. Iker and Tafel, the Machlok is a post can, whether that's only when it's Einu Nikra. I was doing this in Shir today, whether you have, say, wine and beer mixed together. So do you make a Shahakol or do you make a Borkri or nothing? So what's the Rov? Is it more wine and whatever the Rov is? It's Kovea, what the drink is. Do you say that also by rice and peas? Because there it's Nikr. But you have to make two brachas of rice and peas. So that's the Machlokes HaPosk. But the din of Rov and Hilchos Brachos is only in Shulchan Aruch, it only says it in a situation where it's Einu Nikr. But the Prima Godim, see, it's the Prima Godim, Shitaso, he's a big Rov person. He says, no, you always follow Rov, except in Mezoinus. The din is by Barmer Mezoinus, even if the Mezoinus is what? Be it, it has a Chashivus. So if you have a Mezoinus in the, you have the barley in the Cholent, and even though it's not the majority, then you just make a Barmer Mezoinus.
If you have like cookies and cream ice cream.
Cookie, where... that's an excellent example. Arav, excellent example. Cookies and cream ice cream. Ice cream became a big major that's news.
Right.
Ice cream made yes. The news this week, right? But yeah, so that's the same. So that's the Pesach I follow. Body holds this way that you have ice cream with chunks of Mezoinus in it, even though it's not the Rov. The Rov is the ice cream. And as long as you eat it together. It's not like you're eating the ice cream first and then the cookie, you're eating it together with each spoonful. You're basically taking some Mezoinus in that. So according to those sheets, it would be just the Mezoinus.
Really? On the whole thing? Even though the ice cream is
no shackle on the ice cream?
What?
You know, it's not some shackle by itself?
By itself. Okay, so then now we're talking about ice cream sandwich, no, okay, or my good friend is talking about what do you call that?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. Cookies and cream. You have chunks of cookies.
So if the cookies are the Rove we're talking about, and then we
right. So normally in halacha you follow the Rove, but Mezonos, even if it's the underdog, it gets the brach
because it tastes so good.
I think
Mezonos is more. No, not because it doesn't taste so good, because it's a chashivus.
I think there are some opinions that you make shahakol on cookies and cream ice cream.
What's the Rov? Is the rice. So, yeah. So some posts can say that the concept of Rov is, if it's not clear, once, just like you said, it's not clear what the knis is, you know, then you follow Rov to clarify.
Do you have to worry ever when you have like bits of brownie or something in an ice cream? Do you have to worry that you might have to make an alamichia afterwards?
Yeah, rather.
Really?
If you have enough bezonas and you eat it b'chtei achilas pras,
It's hard to know. It's very hard to know.
It depends. If you don't eat it quick enough to eat it, because ice within the Achilles Pras, then you wouldn't have to.
Is it sushi with
bizarro? So sushi, I'm not a sushi eater, to tell you the truth. My wife likes sushi.
But you analyze it for her.
Yeah. I like the old school restaurants. You know, I used to Weiss. You used to go to Weiss? You know? So Grandpa used to go to the Famous. Did you ever go to the Famous?
Same as Famous, yes.
13th Avenue. You know, exactly. Schwer, exactly. That's what we used to go. Sunday for lunch, we would go to 13th Avenue. That was the good Geschmacka old school.
25 years ago, there wasn't.
And Weiss on the Coney Island Avenue. Okay, it was there forever. You know, I was once on a date there, and they were machriz that they're closing. Soon. And I was mishtoimer. I went to the maitre d'. Is it true? You're closing? I said, yeah. And he said, you should know. He said to me, there is already second generation. Their parents dated here. There's a second generation of people who are dating in this. What can I tell you?
Then you were the second generation.
Oh, but the Alter Rebbe doesn't seem to work with Rove when it comes to Kalisha Malach Dolin. So that's how I think Farfus points out. Because. Okay. Let's take a look.
So what's the answer by sushi?
Yeah, by sushi. So what do you say by sushi?
If the anchor
is really considered is the fish, then you would make a shahakal even if the roe. If that's the reeker, while you're eating it, it's the fish. Then it could be that. Then you would make a shahakal, even though the mezonos is the, and rice is not the regular type of mezonos that you follow, because it's not chamishas minei dovet. So the halacha that you make a bracha on the mezonos, even if it's the mia, it doesn't apply to rice, because rice is not.
The rice and peas.
The rice and peas. So I make only. I don't like peas anymore, but I make one bracha because I follow the shita that even when it's nicker, like the prima garden, you make one bracha. But others hold. I think maybe Rav Moshe held not that way. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, right, Ari, about raisinets.
Yeah.
Famous tshuva of Moshe to raise nets to make two brachas.
Wow. What is that?
Raise nets to make one bracha on the raisin, one bracha on the chocolate, right? That's the famous tshuva of Moshe. Now, the tshuvas of it, so a lot of people didn't like, weren't happy because the people who held, they make one bracha, you know, would just say follow the road. And then there's another group of people who say that you make a
Cool. Yeah.
So then the mother shot the same bracha, the chocolate and the raisin, the same bracha.
So you just eat the coconut tree, whatever.
Exactly.
It's not in the form anymore. So,
yeah, but
they're all like.
It's the first edible.
Yeah.
Right. Chicken nuggets, also, right? They have these questions like if you have schnitzel. The breading, it could be mezonos, but the inside is shahakol.
Yeah, so that's if the coating is thick, so then you'd make a mezonos of a schnitzel, not a shahakol. But if it's very thin, then not. I told you, the Marina Del Rey Schmorgs, they have these onion rings, very thick. very thick. You see the onion rings of the Marina de Roy Schwab, right? So really, you should just probably make just the mezonos. But since you have there so many, you have some crackers there on one table and you have some celery on the other table, so I try to get to avoid the Shiloh.
So just having come up with hamburger buns, essentially the potato that also has the potato flour doesn't have to go on. So very often wheat flour is used in such things in order not that actually take form. So it's not for this.
So if it's just with the bouquet palma, then that doesn't count.
By the way, the potato bread that has regular flour in it, not a lot of
things? If the flour is only made to
adhering,
then let me try it. Now, there's a truly the Kavanas Halev. You know, we did this Kavanas Halev the other day, the other week. Kavanas Halev is by who? Rav Hillel Chaimah. Rav Hillel Lichtenstein. That's Rabbi Hillel David. That's his name after. That's Rabbi Borhan's Mishpacha also. And Rav Shmuel Scheinberg's Rebbetzin. Was also for that mishpacha of Rav Hillel Chaimah. Well, the Lichtenstein mishpacha is from Rav Hillel Chaimah. I'll show you here. Yeah, take a look at page 21. He has a summary here of Harfitz on page 21. Yeah, the truth that he talks about is Malo Taltal Kedera some Yodim the Bishul Mechamel itself. Whereas you have a Kedera that you cook in, but then you keep the food there. So he's saying if it's just for cooking, then it's Kalisha Malachto Lister, and then you can only Metaltal Sarkut Tomo, and not Mechamel itself. He says, "If losha nishar ba adai machal shen is bashal b'tocha, the azl kuli alma muto taltal agav machal is b'socha." But he says, "Look what he writes from Rav Hillel Chaimah. V'shut kavanas haleiv, kosev idas atzno shigdeish chashivi yuchel isul heter kevich adek lahachzishon matavshel gam lachar gemar al bishul akshere osom makaros." In other words, like you make soup. Right? So a lot of times, pot that you cook the soup in, you serve from that pot. As soon as you cook it, take the and put it in some other pot. You serve it from the, so you made the pot, the soup a couple of hours ago, and now you're going to serve it now. So this pot is being used for both. So he says that's called Yuchel Yisul Heter. But then he says that he thinks that they were not knowing to be Mako. To treat it as shalom of the cloud, shalom of Talta. We all, in other words, so he feels. Let's say, so that is to be put on the common cell. We all of the Nishma Hakilak Zikul Kishmakulis. So he says it's considered klisha machdol heter. So he and Godol the b'shamish and makpidim lechol tavshil chamim ader aras atavshim ukdei miyav lachim gemar bishul. Depends what. And then he says that maybe, but he says that that's called Felicia Marco Leheta, of Hilma Kamaya. Again, not working with the Prima Gaudium necessarily that it's Rove, but you like the Magen Avraham, you're using it for Heta and Isser. You're using it to cook in it, and you're also using it to serve it. So the Magen Avraham says it's Mutter, and the Alter Rebbe says it's Mutter. But he says, you know, Paragraph Harford says things can change. Today we have like secondary things, the serving dishes and things like that. So if we have serving dishes, that might change the halacha of
How about if you store the food in the pot? Like, let's say, like the leftover chicken soup, what we do.
What do you do?
I keep this soup in the pot, the leftover, and then I put the whole pot, once it cools down, I put it in the refrigerator. Put the leftover soup, and during the week, you have more chicken soup. Instead of having to take it out of the plastic, put it back in the soup, you leave it in the pot.
You leave it in the pot.
Yeah.
So you're Amish member of Hill Kalmaya speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it's...
So Klishim Lak to Isru Leheta.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so that's his psak from Phil Kalmaya. Yeah, so that was his psak. Okay, take a look inside page 16. The Stapati, the Gedera, Shabushlu Botafshel Tzach Shabbos. So that's his discussion. Then he discusses the din of Rove. He said he did. He does discuss. Who did Davish wrote that Shmisha Eliezer came to Holland to the Tsar? Kobe. Hey, Prima Garden. Kobach of Achriya near the East of Chali. Shiny, shiny, beneath the Nunjay Shalom, third line, page 16 on the left. The East Lomond had the Meduchah Mari Terch Mikra, the Sharshum Meduchah. Kach gave the Meduchah Rob Malach to Eliezer, Ochim Acharav to Shmisha. Malach of Shabisha, the Ketera, Tafshil Shabbos goes mispashal, but Tafshil be on the Shabbos Yachzik Mochalat Sharis Gadel Tzor Shabbos of like Eli Yachana. He had a cleaver of Shabbos Tzor Mochas Heter. Really, Shalom Kshem Klisha Makul Heter. He says if you're going to leave it there, you're not going to take it out right away. Yachzik Mochal. Whereas basically he's saying is if you take it out right away, so then it was only for the Issa. But if you're gonna leave it in, so then it's considered Klishim Lach the Issa of the Heter, and therefore it's Mutter. I guess every time you're cooking, you can also leave it in, so it'll be. It'll be 50-50. It'll be, or, you know, it's used the same any time you're using it for heter, so you're also using it as heter. So then it won't be a rove. It'll be 50-50. So 50-50 of course, mutter. Oh, right. So then maybe you should follow clock. Yeah, so that's another Nakuda. But this idea that the Rove is Koveya, that's another shy. I once, in the Sukkah, I once asked Rav David Feinstein. We used to be in the Sukkah together, the Lower East Side. So I once asked him about elevators, mezuzah and elevators. So the sheet I hold by is that it's potter, because there's no, nothing kavua in the elevator. But it's basically, it's air. This box is moving up and down, but there's no kvius to it.
You don't sleep there, you don't eat there, you don't let anything guess there.
No, no, not because of that. It's because the thing is moving. Because when I walk into this base medrash, this base medrash is always here. It's there. Here I'm walking into something that half the time is air. And now the box comes down, and I walk in. So it's a Dovr Sheinu Kavua. I think Shlomo Zalman may be held like that.
Yeah, Shlomo Zalman and the Tshuvas.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I first married my wife and I, we went to Eretz Yisrael and wanted to see Rabbi Yashu. So we went to Rabbi Yashu's house. And before, he was on the second floor. He had an elevator going to the, there was a mezuzah on the elevator. Yeah, in Hamish Moistus, you'll see.
Yeah.
In Hamish Moistus in Brooklyn, in the catering hall there, they'll all have mezuzahs on the elevators.
Well,
yeah, because they're that's the halacha. Yeah. Halacha is you're not supposed to put it in the shul. That, you're not mechuyev to put it. The mailer, everybody holds it, you're not mechuyev, you shouldn't do it. But it's another halacha. That's because it's not a mokum dira. But I asked Rav Dovid.
Most shuls have this, right? See, where is that?
Because most shuls. But yeah, that's probably Rabbi Gettinger, probably Shita. Like if you're Shita, then so. So Rav Dovid said to me, Rav Dovid said to me that, yeah, he holds that it would be chayef, but you need that all the inhabitants of the building are Jews. 100% you need. That's what he said. Then the next meal came. So I was thinking about what he said. Because basically he said to me, you know, there's a din of shut of sakum is patas. If you have one Jew in the building, one non-Jew in the building, that would. So then the next meal, eat all the meals, so there. So I said, but what about Rashi and Yuma? It says that a gate of a city needs a mezuzah if Rov Yisrael. Rashi says, Rov, that's. Not cooler. So he said back to me, well, we don't pass like that Rashi. So there's an Orsa Meach in the Shechlach Spur that says not that way. He says the din of Shutzvah says this house is has a non-Jew and a Jew, so the front door won't be high. Because, but a Shar HaIr, it's not high if the Torah Atzma, it's high because it's a lead-up. So how do I view this city? Do I view the Shar Ir, is this called the Irsha Yisrael or the Irsha Akum? Of course they're going to be going. It's very hard to say that the whole din of Shar Ir meant that every single human being in the city is Jewish. And that's the Hechikim, you know, that's what Rabbi David held. But the Orsa Meir said not that way. Because the Maya said, you know, if it's a lead up, then you have to be koveya based on the road. How do we label this? How do we label this city as a Jew, a Yiddish shtot or a Goyish? So then you follow road. So what happened was that our building, you know, there were different times back and forth. When I first moved in, it was owned by Goyim, and then why you bought the building? So then I said you should put a mezuzah on the front door. And then mezuzah. So then, that's why I was asking. So then, a nice went back and forth. Someone tried to put it up. Nice. Right now, we basically don't have mezuzah on the front. A lot of buildings don't have. even though we have Rav Yisrael in our building. Now, the body thought his vision of the patent was that it's going to get stolen. And, it's going to, that's another heter. If you think it's going to get stolen, then that's what Rav Harfuris writes in the Tshuva. He says he thinks what you should do is first put it up without the punch. See if that gets stolen. If that doesn't get stolen, then you can put the punch. Yeah, but I never saw it in America, people do that, putting it inside the... I never saw that in America. In Israel, you see it all the time.
Inside the what?
But that's another...
Can't
put it. Yes. Yeah, okay, I don't know. In our building, they steal the packages.
They don't know why. They
stole my Cheerios. What do you want?
Yes, that's good.
But we had a good super. He got back. He retrieved my Cheerios. So, that's a good super.
He knew who took it.
Yeah, he knew who took it. No, he's a good man. He gets my chametz, which I don't sell chametz. I give it to him. I remember when somebody came to our house for Shabbos. He was coming from out of town for Shiduchim. He was going to eat all our meals. So he wanted to be mechaber us with a nice gift. So he was mechaber us with a nice box, a bottle of schnapps. So my wife and I, as soon as he brought it to us, we both were thinking the same thing, that we don't eat, drink schnapps, and we don't sell chametz. So eventually, Super became the owner of that. It's not Lo Tzachone, because he helps us out.
The real owner. Yes. I was going to say, nice Christmas gift.
Yes, that would be. So that's the story of... so it is that Rove is Kovei, what's the... That's how the Rosh Hashanah learned. If it's the house itself, then you speak about Shutzis. But if it's a lead-up, then you have to just label what kind of city it is. And that's how Rashi... So Rosh Hashanah said the din of Shutzis wouldn't apply. It applies to the house itself, but it would apply to the Shar. Because that's a lead up, then you have to be Kovea. So that would be different than from the other sites in health. What is Shutzis? Shutzis means a partnership.
Right.
Okay, so this is a fascinating idea here of Klisha Machal Isu, the Heter, whether you say that it's Butter, or do you say Azlina Basaruba? Like you do say by Hechsha Kalim, but you accept the Prima God. Okay. Shkayach.
Shkayach, thank you.
Okay, it's nice to see everybody.
Is this subtopic? Next week, it sounds like it's very nuanced and complicated.
Yeah, no, next week. This week.
So he's developed and that's it?
Okay, don't worry.
No, I would want it more because it's important.
Where is the concept like a sheep that's coming? It's like they have like these drinks and those, right? So it's like wine and then fruit juices and all these things.
But
like a mimosa drinks that they sell, like noise.